makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tayo ay nabubuhay ng mas matagal kaysa sa dati, kaya ang pananatiling aktibo ay susi sa kalakasan at kalusugan. Ngunit anong ehersisyo ang tama para sa iyo? Kinausap namin ang ilang eksperto at mga taong nakahanap ng kagalakan sa regular na ehersisyo. Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang general practitioner na si Dr. Hong Shi ay 54 na taong gulang ngayong taong ito. Ngunit kung huhusgahan ang magandang balat at balingkinitang katawan, malamang naisipin mo na siya ay nasa mga gulang na 40 lamang. Ayon sa kanya, ang sekreto ay nasa pagpapanatiling masaya at aktibo ang pamumuhay.
My part of the job is health promotion. I need to tell all my patients to living in a healthy lifestyle, to managing their general health better for, you know, prevent the chronic disease. So I think I'll set example. There is no excuse. Every time they look at me, they say, "Oh, you look so fantastic." I say, "I'm dancing. I'm so proud."
Yeah.
So just because I'm dancing 3 times a week.
Yeah.
They say, "How do you find the time?" I say, "Just to prioritize.
Yeah.
You know, what you like to do, you know, you enjoy it. And they just do it."
Sinabi ni Dr. Shi, sa yugto ng kanyang buhay na may anak na nasa mga hustong gulang na, ang kanyang pagiging aktibo ay pinapanatili ding masaya ang kanyang isip.
Because our kids is all grown up and they don't want us actually stay home chappy 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 all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to enjoy ourselves, make our life enjoyable and happier, and they are happy too.
Ang pagiging masaya at malusog ay pinipigilan ding magkasakit ang isang tao.
Some people doing very extreme kind of exercise, sometimes they can get hurt. You know, the time 50s and the people, the hormones are changing, everything's changing. You know, our body is getting older, the machine is getting older. So you really need to keep a joint moving and get your heart racing, so to prevent the cardiovascular disease, diabetes, the blood pressures, all those conditions.
Ang line dancing ay isang kilalang ehersisyo para sa mga matatanda sa China. Ngunit ang Brisbane Line Dance Group, kung saan bahagi si Dr. Shi, ay binago ito. Dito ay kung saan mahigit 100 kababaihan na may gulang sa pagitan ng 30 hanggang 70 ay nakakahanap ng kanilang kumpiyansa at pagiging kaakit-akit, regular na gumaganap sa mga pagtatanghal sa mga kaganapan sa komunidad. Ang 51 taong gulang na si Xiao Hongyang ang kalihim ng grupo. Taglay ang kabataang itsura, sinabi niya na regular siyang naglalangoy bilang karagdagan sa pagsasayaw upang panatilihing mahusay ang kanyang pangangatawan.
I believe if you're doing more exercise at our age, you become, you know, more energetic and younger looking. So that's why I want to, you know, doing this 3 times a week.
Ayon sa personal trainer na si Cameron Cornish, ang pagsisimula ng isang gawaing pang-fitness ay maaaring kasing simple ng pag-commit sa isang layunin sa bawat araw.
If we're sitting on the couch and watching TV and reading and that sort of stuff, we're not doing something each day. Set a specific time each day. So whether or not, you know, if you've got arthritis in the morning, it might be harder to get out of bed, or you might need to warm up your joints a little bit more, but say 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in relation to saying, okay, well, this is when I'm going to do some exercise. So, and then set that time.
Si Cameron ay nagsasagawa ng lingguhang klase ng fitness para sa mga matatanda. Ang kanyang mga estudyante ay nasa mga gulang mula 50 hanggang 80. Ang mag-asawang Jillian at Cole ay parehong 70 taong gulang. Sila ay dumadalo sa grupo 2 beses isang linggo sa nakalipas na 3 taon.
We do a major travel about every 1.5 years, so you've got to be fit. Last year we were in 4,500 meters at top of Bolivia, and even though you're puffing and puffing and puffing, you still knew you were fit.
Sa una ay mahirap para kay Jillian na mahanap ang pagganyak upang magsanay ng regular.
So I probably moaned twice a week for the first year and a half. And now I don't moan, I just get ready. But we don't come till 10 o'clock, so it means I don't have to get out of bed at 6 in the morning to get here at 7 in the morning or something. So
that you'd have to carry your own bags if you didn't do exercise.
Ito ay isang masayang kapaligiran na may 8 mag-aaral na nasa pagitan ng gulang 60 hanggang 80. Biro ni Cameron, siya ang nagbabantay sa mga estudyante habang siya ay naglalakad na nakayapak sa gym. Sinabi niya, lahat ng mga ito ay may ilang uri ng malalang sakit o dating injury o pinsala. Ngayon 70 taong gulang na, si Faye ay 4 na taon nang pumapasok sa klase. Noong unay, upang magbawas ng stress na mula sa mga pagbabago sa pamumuhay dahil sa pagtanda at upang magbawas ng timbang. Nagawa niyang mawala ang 19 na kilo sa kanyang timbang sa loob ng 2.5 taon at mahusay na nakakatulog sa gabi.
I do notice the difference. I know I'm 70, but a lot of the time I don't feel it, especially when I've done a really good hill walk. And I get to the top and I think, that's not bad for an old girl.
Ayon naman kay Cole, ang pakikipagkaibigan sa ibang mga kalahok ay siyang dahilan ng kanyang pagbalik-balik sa klase.
As well as coming for the exercise, you come for the community that's here, the people. Learn what's happening in their lives and they ask you about what's in your life. And we're listening to the different music. We get a choice of 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s music. Then you go home and feel all the aches and pains in your legs and arms.
Si Dr. Elisa Burton ay isang exercise scientist at mananaliksik mula sa Curtin University. Ayon sa kanya, iminumungkahi ng Australian Physical Activity Guidelines at ng World Health Organization na ang mga matatanda ay dapat na manatiling pisikal na aktibo sa loob ng pinakamababang 30 minuto bawat araw, ngunit ang malamang na nakakalimutan ng mga tao ay kailangan ding maging malakas at magkaroon ng balanseng pagsasanay o training 2 beses sa isang linggo.
Many older people don't actually realize that. I think at any age you can be physically active, but a really, really good opportunity is that first year when you move into retirement. Because what happens is you've got that little bit of time when you've finished working full-time or say part-time, and before you get into the new routine of looking after the grandkids for many days a week and catching up with friends and family and really filling up your day.
Ito ay maaaring mga simpleng gawain na maaaring gawin ng sinuman mula sa bahay nang hindi nangangailangan na pumunta sa gym.
So when you're watching the TV and there's an advert break, can you actually get up off your chair without using your hands? Now if you can, that's fantastic. Why not try standing and sitting 5 times? Now if for some reason you find that you can't actually get up out of the chair without using your hands, that means that your muscle strength is starting to deteriorate. So what you should be doing is, as your goal is to be trying to use your hands less, and then hopefully over the next month or two, you'll find that you'll actually get to the point where you don't need your hands anymore, which is a really good place to be in.
Balik sa Core Health Coaching Gym, abala si Cameron Corish, na sinisiguro ng kanyang mga mas matatandang estudyante ay maayos na nag-e-ersisyo. Sinabi niya sa SBS na madalas ang mga tao ay hindi magsisimula ng isang regular na fitness regime hanggang sa maabot nila ang isang sukdulang pagkataon. At sa pagdating ng oras na iyon, madalas ay huli na.
When they're told by their doctor they really need to do something, that might give them the motivation. The tipping point is actually getting them to get out of the house or getting them to do something. Because we get set in our ways, sometimes if that's not part of our life, it can be quite scary. But once we've made the decision to change, generally they're pretty good. Just do anything, just to start.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito. Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.